All right, and it's time for That's Tourism. It's a campaign that celebrates the champions of PEI's tourism industry and highlights its positive impact on PEI. Every week, we meet local tourism champions whose dedication and passion contribute to making PEI a vibrant year-round tourism destination. That's the way we like it. This week, we are thrilled to have Tim Chason joining us. Tim is a Juno and multiple East Coast Music and Music PEI award-winning musician and a member of the Juno award-winning group, the East Pointers. He's an eighth-generation fiddle player from Eastern PEI. Tim is dedicated to preserving the island's rich musical traditions and sharing it with people from around the world. Currently, he's on the line with us all the way from Australia, where the East Pointers are on tour right now. Tim Chason, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you.
Yes, yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All the way from Australia. How's that been?
Yeah, pretty great. Yeah, we've been here for almost a week, actually. And just getting into the tour. Yeah, did a festival and then, lots of shows ahead, which is great.
Fantastic. Well, let's jump right into this. All right. That's Tourism is a fantastic segment that we've been chatting about over the last couple of months, and great to have you on for it. Let's chat about PEI and music. Like, PEI and music are just synonymous with one another, and like, so much so that people come here for the musical experience too. Talk to me a little bit about just why PEI is so musically driven.
Well, geez, I think it's hard to say, but I think it definitely goes back many, many generations before we were definitely ever around. Mm. It is pretty synonymous, I think, with the just the whole folk culture that we have, and now these days there's so many other styles of music too that have woven into the fabric of PEI. But it's funny, last night we were actually at a festival in Perth, Australia, and the MC said to me, "Oh yeah, I'm Gordon McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys were here 1 year," and he was thinking, he said to me, "PEI must have so many amazing musicians there." And I was like, "Yeah, you're right. We really do have a lot of musicians for that, how small the province is." And it's pretty incredible. Not everybody's out touring or whatever, and that doesn't matter. There's just like music in every household almost. And it's, pretty grateful for that.
And Tim, you've made a very successful career for yourself in the music industry. What role does tourism play in supporting live performances and artists like yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of what we do. I think nobody would know where Prince Edward Island is if it wasn't for, especially for tourism PEI. I think it's, just putting PEI on the map and, like I said, there's so many great musicians from PEI. I know it's probably not a hard job to sell the music from PEI because it is quite authentic. Tourism does a really, really great job, and also just supporting and making sure that all the musical events are, you know, right in people's faces. And we do have a lot of great festivals and Kaylee's and shows and the theater and everything. So it's going really well for sure.
Well, it's just, I have to say this because there is such talent in PEI, and having people like you literally across the world representing the island and showcasing what we have, we're so very fortunate. You're a walking ambassador. So thank you for all you do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we definitely I grew up on PEI and I haven't really lived many other places at all. Actually just traveled a lot, but from the stage, we talk about PEI every night and try to convince people to come to PEI and it works, which is kind of funny. Like, people will come from all over the world and be like, "Oh yeah, you mentioned, you know, music festival. And so we came," and I'm like, "Wow, you actually booked a ticket and came to PEI." So it's pretty cool how people are just like, they're intrigued by the thought of PEI for many reasons. And, you know, music being one of them, and Green Gables, obviously the beach. And, we're lucky to be from PEI, and it's pretty cool that we can get people to come, by just mentioning it from a stage at a festival or whatever. It's pretty neat.
That's unreal. And I mean, it's a true testament, to, you know, you and the East Pointers for being able to really conjure up that kind of support, right? Like, you guys are top shelf.
Oh no, thanks a lot. Yeah, we have a bit of a joke from the stage that we say, if you book your ticket to PEI before the end of this show, we'll give you a free we'll give you a free CD. And obviously everybody's like, what? But a couple of times in a couple of different countries, and once in Australia, actually, a couple of people came up to us. One girl I remember in particular, she showed us her plane ticket to Prince Edward Island after the show. And she's like, where's my CD? And I was like, okay, here's your CD. We'll see you next summer.
Unreal.
So it's pretty cool. For sure.
You are a big part of two very successful festivals here on the island. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah. So the first one I would maybe talk about is the Rolla Bay Fiddle Festival, which is a festival that my grandfather started in 1976. And that festival was like purely to preserve the traditional music on Prince Edward Island, and also to pay a teacher to teach kids or anyone in the community, especially up in Surrey, how to play the fiddle. So it's been going, it's going into its 49th year.
Wow.
And right now, me and my cousins and some of my brothers organize it and run it. And it's a very grassroots festival that is totally all about the kind of the Celtic fiddle and folk culture and dance culture on PEI. And when people come, they have a great time. They can camp out all weekend, and it's the third weekend of July. And it's a pretty special festival. It's like it kind of runs itself, and everyone, we just are just fostering. It's like we're not trying to recreate anything. It's just it's been going for so long. But the second festival that I also help organize is with the East Pointers and also with Chloe Goodyear. Mm-hmm. It's called the Gula Hop. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, we're fortunate enough to play so many great festivals all over the world. And we were like, how cool it would be to like start our own festival where, we can have a whole mix of musical genres and kind of bring our favorite parts from each festival back home. And we have it on the same site in Rolla Bay, but it's a completely different festival. And it is about like fostering that community as well too. And just kind of giving people on PEI like a taste of like music that they would probably not hear otherwise. Mm-hmm. And there's also comedy, and there's like markets and art fun, a lot of fun games too. It's very kid friendly or family friendly. So those are the two festivals that I'm a bit of a festival junkie, to be honest. I think I got my first taste of it obviously with Rolla Bay, and then when I played my first festival as an artist, I was like, this is where the most fun is had. So anyway, I'm just festival to festival.
And it's great. For a few lads from down east, you've done pretty good for yourselves. And now you're kind of branching out into the having your own festival thing. So it's not just performing anymore. So, that's a true testament to, someone picking up a fiddle or an instrument for the first time somewhere on PEI. It doesn't really matter how rural you are, where you're from, just put in the time and the effort and look where it might take you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think there's one thing about festival culture is that you really feel like you're a part of something. And I think that's why I love it. And like everyone comes together and it's like all about literally just like music and community and having a good time. Yeah. And I mean, the world is a tough place. So we're just trying to, create that for like just a weekend where you can kind of forget about everything else and just have a good time.
Well,
and connect with people.
Festivals are a very big part of the summer experience here on Prince Edward Island as well. There's a different festival every single weekend, so that's a huge part of it. So we thank you for doing that and supporting tourism here on the island. And we thank you for being you. Next time you're back home, we got to get you in here, Tim.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, anytime.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for doing this. Safe travels and have fun in Australia.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, bye-bye.